بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, a very dear friend of mine sent me a little poster on WhatsApp which said Jeff Bezos is the richest, wealthiest man in the world, but a Muslim who prays two rakat of sunnah before Salatul Fajr has more than that. Now, I thought this is a good topic for a Fajr reminder, to remind ourselves about the reality of things. First and foremost, Jeff Bezos may be the richest man today, but he is not the richest man of all time. He is not somebody who will be the richest man of all time. Second thing is, if I ask you to, second thing is that historically speaking, if we think about the richest men and women in the world and say, well, where are they today? We know the answer. Third thing is, if I even ask you to name them, if I ask you, tell me who was the richest man in the world last year, or who was the richest man in the world 10 years ago, or in the last 100 years, how many of the richest men and women can you name? I bet none of us can answer those questions, completely or properly. So all of this stuff about worldly wealth, that's as much as it is. But think about the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the person who prays two rakat of sunnah before Salatul Fajr, Allah will reward him more than whatever is contained in this earth. Now, let's try to understand the meaning of this. What is the meaning of saying whatever is contained in the earth? It means the value, and I'm not saying necessarily the monetary value. I mean the value of all the minerals, all the precious stones, all the diamond mines and gold mines, all the oil, all the stuff which is there in the world which is possibly not even discovered, all the mountains, fresh water, sea water, all the creatures, every conceivable thing, whatever is associated with this world, whatever it is, material, non-material. Rasulullah said that Allah will reward the person, and the reward will be more than that. So first and foremost, what is that? If I tell you, I will give you something which is more than what you have in your pocket. Now that more than doesn't make sense unless you know what is in your pocket. Right? So first of all, we need to understand that. And my submission to you is that even that we don't know. If I ask anybody, or nobody, whoever it is, if you ask them, can you list what is the sum total of the contents of this world, of this planet? Nobody can do that. And Allah is saying, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will give you more than that. Number one. Number two, what is the meaning of more? Does it mean that you will get one fish more than the fish in the ocean? One bird more than the birds that are there already? What is the meaning of more? The meaning of more has to be understood in the context of who is the one giving that more. Right, so if I get something which is more as a gift, if I get it from somebody who is a ordinary person like me, it will be a certain amount. But if I get it from a king, what do you say about a king who gives you? You go to meet the king, and the king is giving you a gift, which was the way of kings. I mean, if you went to meet a king, Then they gave you something to take away. What would you say if he gives you a paper boat or something, yeah? Or he gives you a Barbie doll, unless it was made of gold or something, right? So the point is that if you go to somebody who is very significant, very wealthy, powerful, then what they give you reflects their wealth and power. It's not even about you, it's about them. It is about them. It's not a question of saying, what do I have? It is saying that if I give something, it must be something that reflects me. How can I, as a king, give something which is, which reflects negatively on me. Hmm? You take, for example, you are going in a Rolls Royce and a beggar comes and you take out 10 cents and give him. Yeah, what is he going to do? I mean, same person, if a little school child gives him 10 cents, he will take it gratefully. But if you are driving a Rolls Royce, or you are in a Rolls Royce and you give a beggar 10 cents, he'll throw it back in your face. He'll say, you, with this car, you're giving me 10 cents? All right, think about that. So, the one in this case, and ta'ala lahul amthal, we don't compare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with any king and so on. The one who promised to give more, what is his glory and magnificence? So more than this earth contains is nothing to do with the earth. It is to do with the one who is promised that reward. So that's the second part of it. So just Jeff Bezos is not even in the counting. Third thing is, because the one who's praying two rakat of sunnah of fajr, what Allah will give him will include whatever Jeff Bezos has, right, in terms of the wealth. Now, third thing, and that's the most important thing, and that is the ayat of Surah An-Nahl, ayah number 96, and I'm saying that with such authority because just now I got a message from my one of my dearest friends in South Africa, Marana Ibrahim Baham. Daan barakatuh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him and help him in every way. He's sending me a new set of, which has his, mashallah, I get to see his face as well every day. It has his picture on it, and then it has a nice quote. And in this case, it came with this ayah, whatever is with you must vanish and is transient, and whatever is with Allah will endure and is permanent. وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever is with you will be finished, will perish, and whatever is with Allah will remain and is permanent. Whatever is with Jeff Bezos, whatever was with Ramesses the second, whatever was with whichever king, whatever is today with whichever billionaire, whichever king, will vanish, will go. And that's the third and last very important point, which is that even if you had, first of all, Jeff Bezos does not own the whole world, so he doesn't even have what Allah promised, which is everything the earth contains. He doesn't have it. He's got some, you know, piece of it. Nobody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, incidentally, if you read history, nobody, Allah did not give everything in the world to anybody. No king had it, no matter how big. They all had bits and pieces of things in this world. But even if he had, he would have had to leave it behind. Whereas what Allah gives comes with us. So the reward of two rakat of sunnah before Salatul Fajr comes with us into our graves, and will be on our scales when our deeds are measured, are weighed. Right? Finally, and that's the most important thing, Allah did not say that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi didn't say that you will get the reward of all that this world contains and more if you pray Salatul, if you pray two rakat of sunnah before Fajr, the first time you do it. No. When will I get this reward? Every single time I pray the two rakat of sunnah before Salatul Fajr. Every single time, every single day, I will get this reward. So it's not just getting whatever this world has and more is in keeping with the grace and glory and majesty of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, but getting it every single day of my life. Now try and beat that. Right? Try and beat that. So forget about comparing with Jeff Bezos or whoever. It's not even a comparison. And I'm giving you not, emotional answers to this. I'm giving you the actual numbers answer. That is not even a comparison. But think about it as something which may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. Make sure that every single day pray the two rakat of sunnah after Salatul Fajr. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.